Interesting. You have no vital functions of any kind. No heartbeat or breathing functions. Clinically speaking, the subject is dead.
Jeez, I wonder what gave it away.
And yet, the specimen shows signs of cognitive functions. Human cadaver type R, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what I've been told in the past. I'm glad you've heard of my type.
Heard of your type, yes. But I've never seen one before. To be honest, I thought it was all some kind of crazy rumor. A zombie with high brain function intact? Yeah, right. I'd put it right up there with the story of an alien having started the undead plague in the first... Let me guess. You took the proto-blood inoculation before you turned?
You guessed right.
So, how did it happen?
How did what happen?
How did you turn into what you are? I take it you were bitten or exposed to the virus.
Oh, the usual way I get in trouble. I got cocky.
Cocky? I don't understand.
A bad habit of mine. I start thinking I can do anything. I'd been holing up somewhere in Pennsylvania. Used to make a run into a nearby town to restock on supplies from time to time. Get in, get what I need, get out. I got comfortable with the idea I could go into town whenever I needed to. Only
the last time something went wrong and you were bitten.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to get back to my car and get out of town. However, it was basically too late for me. I'd been exposed.
So, what did you do? Did you go back to where you were staying and wait to die?
Nah. I drove my car into a tree.
You did what?
I thought I was gonna die. I'd seen it happen to everyone else who'd been bitten.
But you'd taken the proto-blood inoculation. Didn't you think it would protect you from the infection?
I was given the inoculation before everything really hit the fan. I was working in a hospital in Maine, and I wasn't the only one who took it. When some of my coworkers were exposed, as you might put it, I saw them get sick and die just like anyone else. I figured the inoculation had all the protective effects of a sugar pill.
Ah, so you're a doctor then?
No, I was a janitor.
A janitor? The inoculation was only given to people who... Well, no insult intended here. To people who were important.
Someone obviously felt I was important enough to be given the inoculation. It's the nature of small towns, lady. The social structure tends to be different.
So I gather. Okay, so you drove your car into a tree.
Yes. I figured I was going to die anyway. And to be honest, I wasn't wild on the idea of my body coming back, if you know what I mean. So I decided to end it as quickly as I could. I saw a big old oak tree and...
You drove right into it. You must have died.
I guess so. I mean, the last thing I remember before waking up was my head going through the windshield. Everything went dark after that.
So, after you woke up, how long was it before you realized you had turned into what you are now?
Not very long. I woke up on the ground. I'd been tossed from the car a good distance. I have to admit, I was surprised that I'd fared pretty well for having gone through a windshield. Apart from a few bumps and scrapes, I was fine. I was quite surprised indeed.
Side effect of the proto-blood. It regenerates the injured section of a zombie's body.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know about that until later, though. Anyway, I got up and went over to what was left of my car. I caught my reflection in one of the mirrors and saw I was this new, healthy shade of white.
You do look kind of goth in a way.
Yeah. So, I sat down and tried to take my pulse. I didn't find one. I noticed my wounds were slowly closing up, including the place where the zombie had bitten me. I didn't know what the hell was going on at first. And that's when I met Lyle.
Lyle?
Lyle's one of the people I've been traveling with. By the way, where is Lyle?
My people found you alone. You were found by a truck painted a bad shade of green.
Yeah, Kermit.
Kermit the truck.
What, it doesn't fit?
Anyway, my people didn't see anyone else with you. They shot you several times and brought you to me.
Funny, I don't remember any of that. Exactly where am I?
My lab. You see... What's your name, by the way?
Adam. Adam Davis.
You see, Adam, I have been experimenting on various zombies. We're trying to understand their nature. We ask why they want to eat us. We want to know what keeps them going and so on. Until now, all the zombies that have been brought to us were deactivated, so to speak.
In other words, they had their brains blown out.
Exactly. You, on the other hand, you got a better deal, didn't you? A zombie who wound up regenerated. Quite a fascinating find.
I see.
Something like you needs closer examination.
Whoa, whoa, what are you doing?
Getting my equipment together. Ah, there's my bone saw. I think the first thing we need to do is get a closer look at your brain. Oh, I'm being rude, aren't I? I'm Sharon Alexandra, by the way, but the guys around here call me Frankenstein. Let's get started, shall we?
There's nothing here, Lyle. All the food, everything's gone. Like someone's been cleaning house for moving day.
You're right, Carrie. Whoever did this sure knew how to search. Nothing's been left untouched.
What now?
Head back to Kermit the truck.
I've been curious lately. How'd you and Adam meet?
I watched him drive off the road and crash into a tree. I was sure he was dead. I mean, a zombie. Then he started talking to himself. Something about his tone of disbelief at his situation made me not shoot him. He'd been bitten, but he thought and acted like a regular human. If anyone is regular nowadays, that is. Ever since then, we've been trying to find something that'll cure him.
You think you ever will find the cure?
I think we got the beginning with the proto-blood. And with Simon along, well, he claims to have an idea how to cure this plague. That's coming from our camp.
It's not my fault Adam's gone, Lyle. I went for a piss and heard gunshots, so I hide.
Simon, it didn't even occur to you to sneak a look?
What? Me?
My fault there, Simon. I forgot who I was speaking to. Anything, Carrie?
My daddy taught me to track deer, not people. But it looks like, four or more with automatic rifles. Oh, I found this.
7.62x39. That's Russian.
Common enough in the States before the plague. Just thought it was interesting. Check these out as well.
This other is standard military. 5.56. We used it over in the desert. But this one, FN 5.7, that's one that the spook types carried over in the desert when I was in the Marines. That one's not common, even in the U.S.
Not at all. Need a very well-stocked base to keep those things running. According to the maps, we're not anywhere near a city or a military base that would have this kind of ordnance on hand.
You think there's a military base around here? I don't even remember hearing about one in these parts.
Rand McNally isn't necessarily the most reliable source for military installations, right? I bet there are all kinds of bloody little forts here in America that you buggers have no clue exist. All open and vast like you are over here. Plenty of hiding places for those black helicopters.
He's got a point.
Finally a good one.
Ah, you're just upset you didn't think of it first. So, we go on, right? No need to stick around now that Adam's turned up missing. Too bad, nice lad, I'll miss him. Time to go, eh?
Nice try, Simon. Grab your revolver. We're gonna follow those tracks that Carrie found.
Follow them? What in Hades for? The bugger's gone, Lyle. They have machine guns. Russian ones and those FN ones you were mentioning. No need to get all dead just for Adam. After all, he already is dead.
That's true, Simon, he is. But he is also my friend. And I need to know what happened to him, good or bad. You're coming just because I can't trust you to stay here with Kermit by yourself. I want the truck to be here when I get back. Not only that, but you have an obligation to him as well.
How's that?
Well, my Welsh buddy, you get to tote the cooler with the proto-blood booster. So when we find Adam, we can make sure he stays regular. That booster is your baby, Simon.
Carry a cooler. A genius of my standing, and you want me to be a common coolie.
It's that, or carry a rifle.
I suppose you want me to bring my medical kit as well.
Somebody's got to give him the shot.
Not if he's a bloody raging freak, I'm not. You can shoot one out of that air pistol you found. Distance is a friend when something like that's trying to eat you.
So bring both.
You know, I might have developed the proto-blood booster, but that doesn't bloody mean I'm the only one who can administer the bloody shot. It's quite simple, you know. Jab the needle in and push the plunger. Anyone can do it.
Which makes you perfect for the job, Simon, if anyone can do it. However, not everyone here can hit the broadside of a bomb with a shotgun, meaning you. So stick with what you know best and carry that damn cooler so our hands are free to shoot if we have to.
I just think my talents are better used elsewhere.
Like where?
Hiding the truck.
That's exactly the reason why I want you with us. I'm afraid of how well you'll hide our truck. Carrie, let's get some gear together. Enough stuff for overnight if we have to. I haven't seen any signs of zombies around, but I don't want to get caught unprepared. Or without food, either. I'm thinking 2 HE grenades each for the undead, and a fragmentation grenade for others. Those high explosives seem to work the best on the zombies. Especially the way that concussion of the explosion hammers their brains to mush. Hey, do you have enough 308 to get by? Or should we take the M4s?
I think we're stuck with the M4s.
Okay. Simon, get the backpack and small cooler while Carrie and I load up.
I just want to register my complaint to the management about carrying the cooler.
Consider it registered. Now get on with it.
Right. Fine. I'll pack a bottle for our reunion celebration as well.
Good idea. Are you ready?
I hope Simon doesn't pass out from having to carry something other than a bottle of gin.
You know that I despise gin.
That didn't stop you the other night.
I have needs.
Enough, you two. Carrie, take point.
Get the deadhead into the cage quickly. Yeah, you don't like the cage, do you? You rotting sack of meat. If you think this is bad, wait until Frankenstein gets her tender mitts on you.
Report, Captain O'Neill.
Major Kramer. My apologies, sir. I didn't see you there. My patrol finished a sweep of Section 6. We recovered a few specimens, but didn't encounter anything else.
How many deadheads were at the gate this morning?
17. 5 more than yesterday, sir.
Every time we send out a patrol, we attract attention to ourselves. Pretty soon you won't have to go out and look for specimens. They'll come to us.
Sir?
Just thinking out loud, Captain. Did you find any fuel?
We found an old wreck east of here. We got a few gallons off it. Apart from that, nothing else, sir.
Not good. We only have enough gas to keep the generator running another 3 weeks. What about food?
About the same, sir. We seem to have used up everything in the surrounding area. All the shops are empty. Permission to make a suggestion, sir?
Granted.
We have enough food to last everyone here another week. But if we were to eliminate the detainees, we could stretch that out to another 2 or 3.
I agree. But the old man and Frankenstein would never go for it. She's using the detainees and the deadheads to try to find a cure.
Oh, she's been trying to find a cure for, well, a while now. And every time she's exposed one of the detainees to one of our friends here, all we get is another deadhead on our hands that we gotta deal with.
Yes, well, if this was a military operation, a lot of things would be run differently. I wouldn't even let these things in the compound. But for now, we answer to the old man. And his orders are to get Frankenstein everything her sick little heart desires.
Understood, sir.
Dismissed.
It's quite fascinating, Senator Davis. The subject's brain chemistry is not unlike yours or mine.
Are you comparing me to a zombie, Sharon?
On the contrary, Senator. I'm saying Adam is closer to human than a zombie. take a look at this scan I was able to make of his brain. Now, take a look at this scan I made of one of the normal, run-of-the-mill zombies. Notice the difference in the basic makeup.
Yes. One looks like yellow mush, and the other one looks like gray mush. What's the point here, Doctor?
My dear Senator, you must learn to see the splendor before your eyes. This is quite a find. What these two images represent are hope.
Hope of what?
The future of our nation. Your empire. You see, Adam's body has been injected with proto-blood.
Isn't that the inoculation that didn't work?
Yes, but you have to understand what proto-blood did instead. Yes, it failed in what it was meant to do, inoculate the living from the undead virus. But what it's given us in return is so much better.
Better in what way?
Senator, not only could proto-blood possibly make your forces into a new breed of super soldier, but it may be the key to immortality itself.
What?
This is what I've discovered so far. When the subject is given a shot, proto-blood makes a map of the body it's in. Then it lays dormant until the host dies. That's when the magic happens. Proto-blood reactivates the body, bringing them back to life, or very close to life, like my current subject.
This Adam fellow.
Yes, but proto-blood repairs damaged areas of the body. It regenerates the cellular makeup based on the map it created when it was first injected, although the host is still clinically dead.
So, in other words, their bodies are kept in, what, a state of grace?
Exactly. Think about it. One of your men could get shot a dozen times over. Then in a matter of minutes, his wounds heal over and he's able to resume fighting. All for your vision of the future.
Immortality. But surely there is something more to it than just that, Doctor. There has to be some kind of catch.
Perhaps. I'm not sure yet. I have to do more tests on my subject. But I will tell you this. After I was finished cutting through his skull, the area I had opened healed itself in a matter of 20 minutes. Sealed closed, and the hair had grown back.
Very well, Doctor. Continue your study. I'm finding this all quite interesting.
At once, Senator.
Let me have those field glasses. Right. I've been here.
What? You've been here? When?
About 4 years ago. I was here with a big government project. Very hush-hush, you know. I didn't realize how close we were, actually. I had no clue where we were at all until now. They call this place the Black Box, for obvious reasons. I think it was a Senator Wanker something that was our host. Very self-promoting and pompous, if I remember right. The doctor in charge was a bloody freak. Sharon.
Sounds as if you might have some fond memories, Simon. That project you were working on wouldn't have anything to do with the plague, would it?
Top secret, Kerry. You wouldn't understand anyway.
I'll bet...
Knock it off. The problem we have right now is this. How do we get in there and get Adam out? Looks pretty well fortified. I only see the one gate in. The towers at each corner pretty much cover the ground in between. Not only do they have guards along the perimeter, they also seem to have dispensed with some of the more important parts of the Constitution.
What do you mean?
I'd say they've started employing slave labor.
Slaves? That would be Sharon. She never was one to stand on rules very well.
I don't like rules either. But she seems to be the one who needs a reminder of what we stand for here in the United States.
Does that bloody concept even exist anymore?
It does for me, Simon.
Right, well, I have a plan.
Run and hide?
Despite what you might think, Kerry, I am a world-renowned doctor in my field, respected and revered, especially by Sharon. We might be able to use this to our advantage.
So spill it already.
We need to get back to Kermit. Open the gate, you stupid bastard. There's about a million of those fucking zombies on our ass. You call up the main office, or whatever you think you have to do to speak with Dr. Alexandra. Tell Sharon that Dr. Simon Jones is at her front door and demands an audience. I think she'll have you open up in a jiffy on that one. And be quick about it. Like I said before, we've got company on the way, and I'd rather not be waiting in the truck when they get here.
Do you think this is actually gonna work?
Trust me, she can't resist me. She might be a little crazy when it comes to her science, but in affairs of the heart, I have her wrapped around my little finger.
Not a very good judge of character then, is she?
Not everyone is as dim-witted as you.
Here he comes.
Dr. Alexandria says to get screwed. Dr. Jones died in a plane crash.
Hold on, mate. No such thing happened. The plane was forced down in Pittsburgh, of all the hellish places. It didn't crash. And furthermore, she wouldn't even know what happened unless she set up my little aircraft debacle. It happened after all this rot came about. Did that little slut have anything to do with me still being stuck here in the States?
Wouldn't know a thing about that, mister. You better get out of here before I have to shoot you. Or take you prisoner.
Get in, Simon. I'm ramming the gate.
Wait. Right, there, guard, hold up a sec, would you? Do this one thing for me. Call back up to that little bitch and ask her if she still likes to be restrained. Ask her if she remembers Albuquerque. Ask her if the marks have healed.
Wait here.
Like we're going anywhere. Hurry up, I can see those things coming up the road.
Simon, let's go. I really can see them coming. Know it sounded like a good idea at the time to run around the city and get them to follow us. That was before they decided you weren't really Simon Jones. All I need is some room to ram the gate.
Lyle, shut up. How smart would that be to let them in with us? She'll have them open the gate, trust me.
Trust you? I think that's asking a little much.
Okay, Dr. Simon. You can enter the gated area. Don't go any further until Dr. Alexandria arrives. If you try, I will gun you down.
Understood. See, I told you.